What's the last thing you remember showing off? Maybe it was about you, or maybe you were showing off something regarding a family member or a friend. I showed off a little recently on Instagram and Facebook. I posted a picture of six incredibly beautifully constructed soft-shell tacos because my wife made this Mexican feast that was amazing, and I wanted to show it off. And why did I want to show it off? Well, it wasn't about the food, and that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you're having a great morning, great day, afternoon, evening. Don't know when you're listening to this. It doesn't matter. Thank you for tuning in. You can reach me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Hey, D, thanks for reaching out to me. Actually, two people. Danny and Derek this week reaching out to me. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. I will return your emails, texts, phone calls, whatever you want. But smoke signals. I get a smoke signal. I'll return it. Hey, we are brought to you by WellBuiltBody.com. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. So I got a text about a week ago from a really good friend of mine, Danny Dodge, Pastor Danny Dodge, if you know him. He sends me a video of his daughter, Daniela. We call her Danny. I know, weird. This cute little, just freshman girl. She just catches your attention. She's smart, she's sweet, she's pretty. She's never been in a sport, never in her life, ever. Never been in a sport. Why? I don't know, maybe because she's cute and pretty. Maybe she's smart. She knows I don't want to be in a sport. But as a freshman in high school, they talked her into being on the track team. And so in one of her very first races, she's running the relay race, and she gets handed the baton in the middle of the race. And this is where the video picks up that Danny sends me. And she's 20 plus, maybe 25 yards behind everybody. Again, as a young girl who's never been in sports, and she crushes it. She not only catches up, she passes everybody else by 25 yards. Crazy. He's so proud. Danny's sending me this video. He goes, yeah, my girl's kind of fast. Like, yeah. Whoa. Why would he share that? It's kind of arrogant, right? Showing that, rubbing that in my face. Your daughter's faster than my daughter. Of course, I'm joking. I don't have a daughter. But why? You know, it's a great question to ask about God. God likes to show off, and you go, I know, look at creation. No, even better than that, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in our trespasses and our sins, and it is by grace you've been saved. And he raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. So why did Danny send me a video of his daughter? He's proud of her. He loves her. Why do I show people pictures of my son who's an aspiring bodybuilder? I'm proud of him. I love him. Why do I show pictures of my grandkids? I'm proud of them. I love them. Why do I share sermons that my father has preached? I am proud of him. I love him. Why do I brag about my wife's cooking? Because I'm proud of her and I love her. Now, if you really knew my son, my grandkids, my dad, my wife, my buddy Danny, you might say, but haven't these people, these are the ones who've also let you down, right? Yep. And haven't they hurt you? Yep. Haven't they messed up? Oh yeah, definitely. But I show them off because I love them and my faith in who they are becoming is based on God's word. You know, what does that mean? It means I brag not on your spotless record, because it is not spotless, right? Rather, I brag on you to show off how amazing my love is. That's what God does. In reality, me showing you off, knowing that you messed up, knowing that your record is not perfect, your reputation is flawed, it just shows how great God's love is, that he wants to show us off in spite of that. Have you ever seen a horrible, vile person, just disgusting in action indeed? A truly dark and evil human being. They're in court and they're on trial and they're facing, They're facing jail time, maybe a death penalty for their actions. But in that courtroom, even though there are many who want the worst for that person and not saying that they don't deserve it, you will many times see one person crying over them, wailing over them. It's probably mom. Her love stands no bound. Her love remembers her little boy. Her love mourns the boy he was meant to be. She's not ashamed of her love for him, no matter how vile he is. You know, in our sin, God still loves us. And in fact, when we accept his forgiveness and make him Lord of our life, he wants us to show us off, or he wants to show us off to prove his power, prove his love. He wants to show me, my life, my past, my future. He wants to show everything about me to the world to prove just how powerful his love is, just how powerful the cross is. I was asked by a young man what he should do if he messes up. This was just a very, very recent conversation. He's trying to win those that he works with to Christ. And he says, well, what happens when I sin? What happens when I mess up? What do I say to them? They'll make fun of me. They'll mock me. They'll say, I thought you were a Christian. How many times have you heard that, right? I thought you were a Christian. How come we don't use these conversations or these replies when someone says, I'm going to go on a diet? And then you see them cheating on your diet. You're like, I thought you were going to go on a diet, you hypocrite. I hate people who diet. They're all hypocrites. We don't do that. I mean, it's crazy. Anyway, I digress. Anyway, he's saying, what do I do if I mess up and these people are watching? And maybe they might even make fun of me or condemn me. And I told him, well, absolutely, first of all, admit that you're a sinner and that you mess up. But then let these people know how thankful you are that God still forgives you and loves you and wants to show you off to the world, not because of your perfectness, not because of you, your holiness, not because of your righteousness, not because of your track record, but he loves me and wants to show me off to prove how great his love is and how great his forgiveness is. And you know what? I think that's what a world is dying to hear. This is Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Keep slaying giants.